Hi, my name is Christian Payne, documentally online, and I talk, train, and document for a living. One of my favourite mediums for telling stories is audio. Whether it be a simple unedited audio clip shared to Twitter, a more considered podcast dropped into an RSS feed, or perhaps an edited soundtrack that has had photos added to produce a photo slideshow, for instance, audio can deliver a story straight into your listener's imagination. Setting the scene, giving some depth, personality, emotion, which is then enhanced by the listener's mind, by their internal visuals, if you want, as you take them on a journey. Audio is easier to edit than video, easier to upload and download, and you're not asking the listener for their undivided attention. If listening mobile, they can be walking, driving, working, and still engaged with the story. At the risk of sounding obvious, though, audio is not made specifically for the social web. Not like an animated GIF or YouTube video. It came way before, and there's still some evolving to do with the listening tools, I think. When you're impressed by a video you're watching and want to share it, all the tools and share buttons are there before you. With audio, you may be listening on your phone, in a podcatcher or an app of some sort. Not only is it not as quick and easy to share, you might be asking somebody to listen to 12 minutes of audio setting the scene before that inspirational little nugget makes itself heard. It's for this reason, outside of music of course, that audio rarely goes viral. It does go viral, just nowhere near as often as visual formats. New embed codes from the likes of Audioboo and SoundCloud are giving us familiar-looking players that fit in with our existing media offerings on the social web. More attractive-looking, easily shareable boxes, perhaps offering an image or sound wave to engage us on the page. But there is more we can do to make our audio more shareable, more appealing. Until we've got selective A to B sharing from our podcatchers, let's look at options when embedding audio in web pages. If your golden soundbite is within a longer piece, repackage it into something smaller. 1 to 2 minutes is easy to digest and could act as a trailer leading people into the longer pieces. Shorter is obviously better. Add extra context in the form of an image or some text. Make it short, portable. Drop it into shareable pages and add context so it can be found. And of course, when you've done all that, tweet it, drop it into Facebook and the channels you know it's more likely to be picked up or listened in situ. Of the apps available out there, I tend to use Audioboo at the moment as it offers much of this already. Some clips I have there only exist there and yet have been heard tens of thousands of times. That said, I always make sure I tweet any audio that I post. If you are embedding audio in a longer piece, embed it early on before any video you might have. Given the choice, I've noticed people tend to favour the familiarity of the pretty visuals. Perhaps it reminds them of TV. They also seem to think that video and TV gives them the whole story, and I think there's a lot more to glean when somebody is focusing on the audio. For me, audio wins hands down when it comes to interviews. It's easier to make a long drawn out chat shorter in an edit, and I find my subjects find it easier to forget the microphone is there. They are always conscious of a camera in their face though. Also, if you need some video, you can use the audio interview as a rehearsal to put your subject at ease and then pick that ditty you want them to repeat to document in video. Either way, I don't see audio as a maybe. It's an also. It's so easy to turn on a recorder and just capture it. And it can be used in so many ways. Get some audio, any audio, and you will always be glad you have it. And then when you're up to your eyeballs in notes and video gear and chaos, you may just find that audio saving the day.